This morning in Palm Beach County, sheriff's deputies arrested approximately 25 protesters who blocked the entrance to a Palm Beach County power plant. Florida Power and Light has approved to build two 1,250 megawatt units that are under construction and scheduled to open in 2009 and 2010 at the West County Energy Center. The company is seeking regulatory approval to build a third 1,250 megawatt unit, which would open in 2011. The Palm Beach Post reports that many demonstrators laid on the ground with their arms locked together, and others marched with banners reading, "Don't let FPL poison the Everglades," and "FPL, stop poisoning us." Brian Sloan is with Rising Tide North America.
Well, there was about 200 of us who blocked off access to the construction site, shut down essentially all of the work on the site for the day. And the nature of the protest was to draw attention and directly try to disrupt the development of the power plant, which is going to be severely impacting the Everglades, being located very close to critical areas as far as water flows, as well as contributing an enormous amount of carbon dioxide pollution and fueling climate change. We base our actions today, we're nonviolently putting our bodies on the line to protect the future of the planet and the health of the Everglades ecosystem.
Florida Power and Light has countered the criticism by saying that the West County Energy Center would be the, quote, cleanest power plant in the state and one of the cleanest of its kind in the country. But activist Brian Sloan says that's an oxymoron on the part of the energy company.
It's definitely a contradiction in terms. Any fossil fuel burning is going to be contributing to climate change. And if we want to stop climate change, scientists of every persuasion, including some of the most prominent ones in this country and others, say definitively that we need to reduce our use of fossil fuels to as much as humanly possible, as quickly as humanly possible. So this is moving us in the exact opposite direction of environmental friendliness.
The protest was called by the Palm Beach County Environmental Coalition and Earth First. Brian Sloan is with Rising Tide of North America.
You know, hopefully this is something that will inspire people. This is exactly the type of action that we need to be taking if the powers that be continue to be building power plants that are going to be seriously endangering the future of our children and the livability of the planet itself. Hopefully actions like this taken now will allow us to be living on a planet that can continue to support life for a generation or two down the line. If we don't take actions like this, we're going to be in heaps and heaps of trouble.